A zombie, a vampire, and a werewolf walk into a bar. That sounds like the beginning of a joke, and perhaps it is, but it's also the title of Callie Voris's new play that's opening tomorrow night at Theater Now. We're hearing some music from that play right now. Callie is here with us today, plus the director of the show, Beth Swindell, and the composer-songwriter, Cole Marquis. And the song we just heard was from him. It's from the show. It's called Smart Brains. Welcome, you all. Thanks for being here.
Hello.
Hello.
This is great. We have a local playwright here, and the show being produced right here in town. Now, Callie Voris, the playwright, she's an internationally published science fiction and horror writer, mainly of short stories, also some poetry. This is her second play, and Callie says she writes horror without being too horrific. What does that mean, Callie?
Well, I think that there's a way. I don't like slasher. I mean, the closest. I don't like the torture porn. I much prefer what Freud says about the unease. And I like the humor. I like, you know, the old films, the Vincent Price and, you know, Larry, Curly, and Moe, and of course Gene Wilder, Young Frankenstein. And I think there's a lot of fun to be had with horror while still having horror elements.
Right. So, this is a horror play. It is called A Zombie, A Vampire, and a Werewolf, which sounds really scary. But it also sounds like the beginning of a joke, and I understand that this show is quite funny. So, and I mean, it's hard to say. It's one of those things, well, yeah, I guess it's funny. I mean, it's hard to write comedy, but apparently it's really humorous. Beth, director.
Yes.
Beth Swindell, this is the first time that she's directing a show, and added to that stress, we have here the fact that she's directing a play of a living playwright, and that living playwright lives here in town, and she's your friend,
yes,
and she's going to see what you do with it. So this is, I mean, you know, there's a lot. Like, what has this been like for you?
It's been an amazing experience, actually. I value all the time I spend working on anything that has to do with theater in Wilmington, but Callie is a great friend of mine, and she came to me and said, hey, do you want to direct my new play? And I laughed at her because I was surprised to be chosen, and the fact that she and Zach and Cole and Elisa would have that kind of faith in me was just huge, and I have loved every minute of it. It's been a little nerve-wracking. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be nervous when they see it for the first time, but I'm so proud, and the cast is fantastic, and it is absolutely hilarious. So for me, this has taken me a completely huge step forward in my creative experience with theater, and to be able to work with something that is my friends, two of my great friends, work and creation is something I will never forget.
Yeah. Callie, have you seen any of the rehearsals?
No.
Wow. Now, has that been hard to stay away?
Well, I've done enough theater that I know that there's writers, and I would be one of them, that would, given the chance, be at every rehearsal changing everything every night. So I have complete faith in Beth and Zach, and it'd be fun for me tomorrow night to see what happens. I'm just the writer. They're bringing it to life.
Right. That's very generous spirited, mm-hmm.
generous spirit
that you have, because, you know, some people have a lot of control issues about their work, which I understand. But with a play, you have the writer, and then you have the director, and then you have the actors. And you also handed some of it over to this composer here, Cole Marquis, who we'll talk to in just a second. What we're talking about right now is a play that's opening up tomorrow night. It's called A Zombie, A Vampire, and A Werewolf Walk Into a Bar. And this is at Theater Now. You can find out more and get tickets at theaterwilmington.com. That's theater spelled with the T-R-E at the end, theaterwilmington.com. The show opens tomorrow night. It's playing for the next 4 weeks, Friday and Saturday evenings. It also comes with dinner. You can get show-only tickets, but there's a fun menu, and perhaps we'll talk about that in a second if we have time. Cole Marquis, you wrote the music for this show. Now, you have been a musician for over 30 years, and you've been in multiple bands, and you've been writing music forever, but this is different because this is the first time you've actually written music for a play, and which Callie also clearly trusted you as a good friend to do that. Well, how is that different than regular songwriting?
Well, yes, Callie definitely put me in a corner and said, you have to write music for my show, and I'm really glad she did it. It's different for me because typically when I write music or whatever, I pretty much... I'll just be playing on the guitar and something cool will happen. I'll be, oh, that'd be a great song. And I'll kind of work with the music and then eventually come up with lyrics that are probably fairly vague and not understandable to most people. But so when Callie came to me about this, I knew that it was going to be something that was very different. I'd have to write for a specific purpose in mind, which is something I rarely do. And something that may actually be funny at the same time too, song-wise and lyrically, which I never do. So both of those things together was a bit of a challenge, but it ended up, you know, being something that was really fun and actually came pretty easy for the most part for the songs that I did. The last one was very tough, but the first two kind of just popped in there, and that was a great experience for me.
Callie, how was that? Like asking Cole, I mean, were you afraid? Like sometimes I'll ask somebody to do something, immediately I'll be like, oh dear, what if they do a terrible job?
I was never worried about Cole doing a terrible job.
I was.
He was. We had a lot of talks back and forth about the characters and what they wanted. Smart Brains came, as he said, really easily. The werewolf song is probably the hardest.
Yeah, is that the why can't they see me?
And Why Can't They See Me is the vampire song. The werewolf song is If You Run, which is the last one I wrote. I mean, I kind of had a little, like Callie had said, Smart Brains, and, you know, she gave me kind of things.
Right. Well, here's some of the vampire song right here. Oh. Why Can't They See Me? This is Callie Voorhis, Cole Marquis, and Beth Swindell here in the studio. Thanks for joining us. It's 12:06.